This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, July 24th on WGN Radio. Happy birthday, Carol. We started at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope to rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 888-876-5593 is the number to remember if it is Monday night, because this is Monday Night Trivia. If you're listening on Friday night, please sit back, relax, enjoy, listen to the show. Don't call. It's a replay. But if it's Monday night, the 24th of July, then by all means call. And yes, today is Carol Ford's birthday, young Carol. And so the entire show is dedicated to her. All right, and I'm so glad she's still around to celebrate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, we have a straggler from last week. You know, I throw out a question. If you like it, great, answer it. If you don't like it, well, we got bumper stumpers. Every break, you got another bumper stumper. We want to know two things. Either one of them will make you a winner. One is, who's the artist? And two is, what's the theme? They all come together in a theme. This one's really out there, so I'm not expecting a big theme winner. However, I am expecting several of the things we play to be snapped up quickly by several of you. Now, our straggler from last week. Oh, did I mention, by the way, if you don't like my bumper stumper either, you can have your own category. And sky is the limit on that. You know something about something. Everybody does. We'll ask you a question. All right, so there we are. Now, our straggler from last week, this profession is often thought to be a thing of the past, but there are over 25,000 full-time workers employed doing this in the United States today. And as of 2019, the average pay had skyrocketed to over $116,000 a year. What's the profession? All right, but before we get to that, as you know, we have been in pursuit of the fish sandwich, the fast food fish sandwich. I promised you I would try some. I did, by the way, Friday. John and I went to Culver's in Scottsdale on Shea Boulevard. That's right off the 101. And I liked it. It was great. Had a cod sandwich, and their French fries were fine. And it was a good time had by all. The fish was good. The bread was good. No complaints. But Mark is a first-time caller in Scottsdale talking about fish sandwiches. So welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Thanks for having me here. I did go to the fish challenge, I guess. You could call it, but I went to McDonald's, Culver's, Burger King,
okay,
and Arby's, but I went to the Culver's in Tempe, but I got all the fish weights, the fries weights, the sandwich weights, and the drinks, anyways, there, so you went to Culver's.
That's the only one I've hit so far, and I loved it, but so tell me about your results.
Mm-hmm. You know, I like Culver's there, but it seems like it could have used some more flavor in the breading and stuff there.
Oh.
They had the lettuce and tartar sauce on there. And they gave me, I went to the drive-thru and they gave me a cheese sauce.
Ah.
So then, too, I had an option on that. So I took that, and when I started dipping it in the cheese sauce, I liked it even better.
All right.
But So that's that was a 7-ounce sandwich and 3 ounces of fish, and that's a North Atlantic white cod. North Atlantic cod. Anyways, and the fries were 7.5 ounces.
Okay.
Fish was 7 ounce, or sandwich was 7 ounces. Fish was 3 ounces.
Okay.
And the drink, 31 ounces there for $9.43.
Okay, so let me ask you, did you bring a scale or did you get this to go?
I got it to go.
Okay.
I scaled it. I like to think I'm a chef, so I got some stuff.
Okay.
Anyways, so I did McDonald's, and one of your callers said last week, too, the McDonald's, I mean, if that fish is just hot and right out of the fryer and the fries are just fried up right, you know, it's just good.
Okay.
They do have a good sandwich, but theirs was smaller. Their fries were 2.5 ounces. Their sandwich was 4 ounces. Their fish was 2 ounces. And it's a Alaskan pollock there, and that's a good fish then to eat. And the drink was 25 ounces.
Okay.
There, so that cost $11.11.
Okay.
And so I went to Burger King, and I got, so their fries was 6.5 ounces, and their sandwich 7 ounces, the fish 3.5 ounces. They said it's a pollock, but it seemed like it was cod.
Oh, really? Okay.
Anyways, and they had a 32-ounce drink, and that was $11.12.
Okay.
And I like the taste and flavor on that, and the McDonald's too. I've eaten many of them over the years. I liked that there. That came out good. And then I went to Arby's, and they didn't have a fish sandwich. And I thought they had the meats, but they don't. Just they had them in sticks, though. Kind of these fish sticks, these Alaskan pollock.
Mm.
And so it was a 5.5 ounce of fries and 7 ounces of fish for $12.85, and the drink 17 ounces there. But I think I like that one the best.
Really?
Without the bun.
Really?
Even though I like the bun there on the sandwich there. And it was good.
Interesting. So Arby's is number one. Who's number two?
I thought so. There. Oh, I could go down to Burger King.
Okay.
And then with Culver's and McDonald's, they're right in the same, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. Culver's better.
Okay.
Better. You know, you're just getting more bang for your buck.
All right.
McDonald's, you're not getting the bang for the buck.
So Arby's, Burger King, Culver's, and McDonald's in that order for your fast food fish needs. Well, you're ahead of me, so now tomorrow I got to go try. I'll try Burger King tomorrow.
All right. That sounds great.
Very good. Well, thank you for checking in. I appreciate you doing this.
No, it was my pleasure.
All right. Like, call again, Mark.
Stuff like this.
Thanks.
I sure will.
Appreciate it.
You have
a good day. So at first I thought he brought the scale with him. Wouldn't you love that? Yeah, it would have made my day. All right, so good for that. So now we know. But I liked the Culver's fish. I thought it was excellent. But yes, maybe could use a little more flavoring. I don't know. I didn't have sauce on any of it. All right, so I didn't want to taint my my palate with sauce in the mix. I figured I should try them all natural first, and you know maybe later try a sauce. All right, so Burger King tomorrow. I can't wait. Now 888-876-5593. Back to Monday Night Trivia. And we have people taking a guess. How about this? So our question, this profession often thought to be a thing of the past, but there are over 25,000 full-time workers employed doing this today. As of 2019, the average pay skyrocketed to over $116,000 a year. What's the profession? All right, I see Kimberly in Kansas City is joining us. So Kimberly, how are you?
Raleigh, I'm fine. It is so good to hear your voice. I usually get up like at 4:30 or 5 in the morning to start working in my business. And so usually I'm not around at 10, but I was determined tonight to stay awake till 10 and to do trivia and to just talk with you. It's been too long.
Yes.
And you sound really good. John sounds good. And My goodness, it's probably not all right with the world, but it sounds like you're hanging in.
Well, we're sure trying, but no, it is great to hear from you. So you're getting up at 4:30 in the morning on average?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my God, I'm still not even going to sleep at 4:30.
Well, I did one thing for about 5 years. I was successfully employed as a Braille proofreader, and I still do some of that. But once the good old Biden, thank you very much, economy. Mm. started tanking, a lot of people decided they could have the transcribers proofread their own work. And ugh. So, I think that there's a lot to be gained by someone else. It's just like when you're editing,
yes.
someone else doing, you know, you get a lot more when someone else edits
absolutely.
Your work for you.
It's you know? Yes, it's really not even possible to properly edit your own,
right.
even proofread your own, because you know what you're writing.
Yeah.
You're going to skip over all your mistakes. No, I agree with you 100%.
Right.
You need an outsider.
Even if you don't intend to. So,
right.
So I'm praying and hoping that at some point it comes back, because I was delighted to do it and I see a need for it. And
yeah.
I miss that part of me, but... I am now a Braille instructor, and I work for a couple of places and have several students and really enjoy it. So
that's wonderful.
It's neat. It's probably the most fulfilling thing, one of the most fulfilling things I've done in my life. So
well, I'm just thrilled to hear that people still want to learn Braille, because for a while there, at least, it looked like that was really, you know, going downward in terms of that.
Well, you know, the thing is, now there's digital Braille.
Oh,
and
no.
So,
how does that? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You already killed me with contractions. How does digital digital
I know.
Braille?
We have contractions every day.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Now, how does digital how does digital Braille work?
Okay, so digital Braille pops up on your finger. So you have thumb keys that you depress, and when you do, either your other hand is reading, and the Braille pops up onto your finger. And all you have, you know, when I was young, I had Braille volumes everywhere. I had two lockers in high school with Braille volumes, and I had about 30 volumes to a locker, and, you know, I had to go, where's volume 1 and where's volume 10, and, you know, lug those things down the hall, and it was just a mess. Well, now what's really cool is, you know, blind kids don't have to do that today, or blind students don't have to do that today. You have just a little postage stamp size SD card, and you pop it in, and there are what they call BRF, Braille Ready files, that are sent over the internet, and you can go grab those and put them in, and the translation software and your little Braille processor works, and the Braille pops up on your finger. And the really cool thing is, thank you to all the taxpayers out there, your tax dollars at work, and I want to thank you for that, because every single person who is blind will now eventually be getting what is called an e-reader. And normally these would be a couple, $3,000. And what it's going to do is give equality to every single person who's blind, no matter what their income, what their race, what their gender, anything. Anyone can get one. And you can. I have one. I was a beta tester for it. You can read newspapers. You can read books in Braille. I mean, it's amazing to just download the newspaper every day. I download the Kansas City Star, and everyone else says, there's nothing in the paper. And I admit, it's really scaled back, but there's always something.
Yeah,
and
that's great.
But I now can read that in Braille. I can through a service called NFB Newsline. So every person who is blind eventually can, if they wish, obtain an e-reader if they can read Braille. And, you know, regardless of income, and be able to have digital Braille at their fingertips. And it's just amazing.
You learned Braille as a child, right?
I did. I was 4 years old when I began learning.
Okay.
And so by the time I was seven, I was, you know, six, I was pretty fluent. And I was reading way above grade level at age seven. And words have always fascinated me ever since. So.
Now, for somebody who loses their sight later in life, which in some ways is a much greater challenge, in terms of learning Braille, let's say you're over 50. You know, we all know learning a foreign language over 50 becomes incredibly difficult compared to what
I'm
it would have been.
I'm doing it.
You like majored in German, for God's sakes. I mean, but for the
yes, why the heck did I do that? I have absolutely no idea, and you know where. I should have majored in something else. I didn't realize how many wonderful options there were out there, but yes, I did.
Yeah, so, but I mean, so you kind of were somewhat fluid with foreign languages, but for
I was.
For people who aren't in any way, the older you get, the harder it is. So how much harder is it to learn Braille if you're attempting this, say, at 55 years old?
So I actually have a case in point of this, and I don't think she'd mind me talking about it. I have a dear friend who was my Braille transcriber when I was in school, and I am still in touch with her, and I actually was proofreading her work for several years, and she has macular degeneration. And even though she is one of the finest Braille transcribers I know, she can no longer see to actually Braille her work. And at this point, what she's saying, she's in her 60s, and she said, you know, I'm really not sure that I'll ever learn Braille. And I said, what, but you know Braille inside and out. And she said, no. I learned it by sight. She said, to learn to read by touch.
Right.
And to get your brain to do that is a totally different skill. So even though she's got, you know, perfect Braille skills in, you know, but to learn it by touch, the touch is what is the real barrier right now.
Right. I can see that. Because I, as a kid with Morse code, you know, I first learned it seeing it. And I could do that at 30, 40 words a minute. But when I had to go ahead and just do it audio, it was a different skill. I mean, I managed to do it at the time. I don't think I could do it today. Thank God they don't have it on tests anymore. But it was a totally different skill. So I get that by all means.
Mm-hmm.
Well, interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, there are people who really catch on quickly to Braille, and there are people that it takes a while, but I'm just blessed for anyone who wants to learn and to open the world for someone who's blind. And you know, and it opens your own world, too. You know, it's another language. So it's nice to be able to encourage people and to be able to do what I get to do these days. So.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with my life right now.
Excellent. That's excellent. Now, how about the doggies?
Doggies are fine. Miss Kiwi, my beautiful black lab, you know, we both have this affinity for black dogs, you and I.
Yeah.
And so at first when they told me she was yellow, and I thought she was yellow for like 4 months, and the trainer that was bringing her to me called me after she got her off the plane from New York. Kiwi had a chaperone that brought her from Yorktown Heights to New York to Denver, where my guide dog mobility instructor from Guiding Eyes was waiting for her. And so when she got her, and she said, "Well, you know," my instructor called and she says, "Well, there's something I need to tell you about the dog I'm driving down to you 9 hours tomorrow." And I was just going, oh no, what's wrong with my dog? And
right.
she said, she's black. And
great.
I was like, is that all? I said, hooray, she's black.
That's great. You know? Oh, yeah.
So, yes, Miss Kiwi is probably the best guide that I've ever had of
really?
My five.
Really?
And, a lot of times, you know, as they get older, you know, Miss Marley, she was a great guide, but we get to the point where she, you know, would no longer detect things overhead. And you know, she's 12 and a half. She's going to be 13 in December.
Exactly.
So we now walk without fail at 6:30 or 7 o'clock in the morning.
Good.
And around our neighborhood. And, you know, Kiwi will come up to a barrier, you know, because of the good old construction and cement work and whatever that they're doing. And if someone's put out tape, you know, to kind of have a little barrier there before the work begins, she'll go up to the tape, stop, sit, and then I'll know something's wrong, reach out, find the tape, good girl, and she'll take me out into the street because we have no sidewalks, and around that, and then back up.
Neat.
So she just has amazed me with her skills that improve every day, and I'm so thankful to have her. Marley's retired, doing well.
Good.
So have you got a doggy in your life?
No, and we probably won't for quite a while. I know.
Oh, Raleigh.
But, well, with John and all the therapy from the hemorrhagic stroke, he really can't handle that. You know.
He sounds so good. Well,
oh,
what about a service dog?
Well, I don't know that one would qualify because he's pretty high functioning. Thank God.
But just to kind of be one that maybe didn't make it through the entire program, but didn't want to be told no or whatever, but they're still trained, housebroken, mellow.
How do you look by email? Yeah, definitely email about that because that would be interesting. I mean, our biggest concern, like I say, is, you know, in the past, John was the one who could handle the dogs because they'd knock me over. Well, now I can't afford for one to knock him over.
Well, okay, so that's why, you know what's so sad is a lot of times these guide dogs get to the point where they're going to retire and their person can't keep them. You know, their person that's blind is going on to another dog and this dog is 9 or 10. So they send it back to the school.
Well, I would assume they got a waiting list a mile long for that.
They do, but look at what you and John do and the influence you have. And, you know, I mean, you've touched a lot of lives and you know what you're doing. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know what would happen. You know, I don't know the released programs very well around the country. But if you guys decide that that's something you want to do, you've got my number or something, email, call me.
Okay. Yeah, well, send me another email with all your contact information, too. Yeah, because we'd love to do it.
It may be something that doesn't work, but if you get an older one that is mellow, you know, Marley right now isn't going to jump on anybody.
Right.
You know, but you can't have Marley.
No, I understand that. I understand that.
I love my baby. But I'm just saying, an older dog, a lot of times they have to place them, you know?
All right,
sometimes the puppy raiser takes them, and sometimes they can't.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's great. So how many pounds is Kiwi?
Kiwi is about 60 pounds right now. Of course, you know, they get to the Maros, and they all gain a little weight.
Well, yes.
But, I said my name. Sorry, didn't mean to do that.
That's nice. You shouldn't have even mentioned it. We just went right by it. But okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But she's 60 pounds and very lean and trim. And we do obedience and groom every day, walk every day. She's just a joy.
Well, this is great, and this is great to hear from you. Hang on a minute. I'm blowing the news, as usual. See, nothing changes here. I assume you wanted to do a trivia question of some sort?
I do.
All right, then. Hang on, and we'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Rodley James. Well, there's your first bumper stumper. I don't expect you to figure out a theme, but you might know an artist. I hope so. That was a wonderful song. In fact, Mayor Hawthorne liked it so much he covered it. But this is the original. Yeah, and a fine version it is. 1967 on Smash. And we're talking to Kimberly in Kansas City. And we had a question here. This profession is often thought to be a thing of the past, but there are over 25,000 full-time workers employed doing it in the U.S. today. As of 2019, the average pay skyrocketed to over $116,000 a year. What is the profession? All right, Kimberly. Are you there, Kimberly? Kimberly. Has Kimberly gone away? I don't know. Well, it is well past her bedtime, that's for sure. But it appears that Kimberly is past tense. If she calls right back, well, we'll get her on the phone. Yeah, by the way, when you are on hold, you hear nothing at this point, and because I haven't bothered to fix that problem. And it could be a while, so don't think we've hung up on you. We haven't. There's just the cone of silence if you're on hold, or listening on the stream for that matter. So I guess I could entertain you, but usually I'm busy doing something else. Yeah, something close to nothing but different from the day before, to quote Prince. All right, so Tommy in Chicago is going to guess on our bumper. So, all right, Tommy, who is it?
Riley, how are you?
All right, how about yourself, Tommy?
I'm feeling good. You just keep doing it to me. The festivals.
Absolutely, the festivals. Best thing they ever did. You're absolutely yeah. right.
Did you ever hear the one, I'll Always Love You?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry to call so early.
Oh, no, that's fine. You recognize it, and probably no one else would. So good for you. We'll add you to the list. Hang on. I'll have John confirm that address. And thank you, Tommy.
All right. I'll keep listening.
I'm counting on it.
I won't call again.
Oh, you can. You can. All right. So, yeah, Tommy knew it, and I'm not sure that anybody else would have, but it was the festivals. All right. So keep that in mind as you try to intuit the theme as the evening goes on. Yes. All right. So Bruce and Elwood going to take a guess on our trivia question. What do you think, Bruce?
Hi, Raleigh. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I can't complain. How about yourself?
You doing okay? You guys putting up okay with that heat out there?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's been over 120 for about, you know, a week. They say 25 days. It's been over 110. I think it around here probably over 120. So it's
man, that's unbelievable.
But, you know, it does make a difference. And, you know, John and I will talk back and forth about this. And I still say, you know, I'll take 120 with no humidity over 95 with 100% humidity.
Yeah. We're just getting into the hot stuff here, but only up into the 90s. So.
Right. And it cools off to some degree at night.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a guess for your straggler.
Good.
Is it a farrier?
My goodness. Yes, I... Why did you guess that?
Because I've been watching... Somehow these things showed up on my YouTube of these guys trying to straighten out horses that are got these feet all screwed up on them.
Well, you are 100% right. It is farriers.
And I thought it would be something that you would come up with, too.
Yeah, right. The American Farrier Journal and Greenacre Sells both listed it. What they were surprised about was not that there are still 25,000 people doing it, full and part-time, obviously, but that the full-time pay now is over $116,000 a year.
Well, these videos, they just started showing up on my YouTube, and, I mean, those guys work. There's horses that have them, are like, curled up like, you know, clown shoes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And they really, you know, they work on them. And I don't know why, I just thought that's something you wouldn't think about, you know, being a profession anymore. But I mean, people still have horses and
still race and make a lot of people money.
yeah, exactly.
Wow. All right. Well, you're 100% right. Hang on, we'll confirm that address. Thank you, Bruce. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Raleigh.
Bruce and Elwood is 100% right. A farrier. All right. Yeah, I had to look up to find out what a farrier was when I saw this question, so I am impressed. All right, I don't know how I feel about YouTube getting in on the action here. Oh, man. All right, so we'll go back to Barry. Barry is in New Hampshire. He is the idiot savant when it comes to all things Beatles, and let's see how he's doing. What's going on, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh, I was going to guess Straggler. I thought it was a cobbler.
Ah, well, I guess in the same vein. So, are you ready for your Beatles question?
Yeah, you got me last week.
Who inspired John Lennon to write She Said, She Said from Revolver when the Beatles were visiting L.A. in 1965?
Peter Fonda.
Absolutely right. And apparently, hey. Fonda and the Beatles, except for Paul, were all tripping on acid, and Fonda kept saying, I know what it's like to be dead, which annoyed John and George, who kept asking him to shut up. And apparently McGuinn and Crosby from the Byrds were there also. So you are 100% right. As usual, you're back to your fighting self on Beatles trivia. So hold on, and we'll see what we can do about confirming that address.
All right.
Good deal.
Talking to you, Raleigh.
Likewise. Yes. Yeah, so Barry got it. Peter Fonda. All right. So We'll get to Frank in Chicago, although I think he was guessing on the last question, and Johnny D, who I think was as well. But Johnny D, of course, will want a Cro-Magnon question, don't you know? Oh, I need to talk to him about anthropology here in a moment. One of my nuts, you know, at night I'll turn on YouTube as I'm trying to go to sleep looking for people who are interesting enough that my mind won't drift off to something that really keeps me awake, but boring enough that I won't get compelled to, in fact, listen. Well, last night I got compelled. So I'll tell you a little about that. But in the meantime, you need another question, and you shall have one. This happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. What is it? 27,000 times a day on average in America. What is it? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Again, if it's Friday night, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Don't call. If it's Monday night, trundle to your phone right now. It's Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's a bumper stumper. That is my all-time favorite record. Yeah. If I had to pick just one, yeah, out of all of them that I play, that would be the one. All right. And what does it have in common with the festivals? Well, there you have it. 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And we have Johnny D in Ohio. What's going on, Johnny D?
Hey, hello, Raleigh. That last bumper you played, was that Little Anthony?
No.
Okay, well, it sounds sort of like him, doesn't it?
Wrong gender.
Wrong gender? Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, Little Anthony, he had that high, you know.
Yeah, understood.
Okay. Okay, well, you know, these days were, what do you call it, gender fluid?
Fluid, yes, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Anyhow, listen, it was good to hear KC Kimberly. I used to call her KC Kimberly.
Yeah, you know? Was.
She sounds so bubbly and confident.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But she missed out. She missed out on not getting the yellow lab, you know? Well, because she could have called it Mellow Yellow.
Oh, God. That's lovely. All right, well, I'm...
Yeah, she could have walked around and people said, well, what's the name of your... They call her Mellow Yellow, you know?
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm glad she got Kiwi. All right, so...
Kiwi. I was thinking, what kind of name? How about Thor, Rex, or Caesar? You know what I'm saying? Of course, it's a girl dog, so how do you say queen in Latin?
I have no idea, and I'm minored in it.
That's what I'm saying. I know Rex is king, ain't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah.
I had a dog named Rex. That was my dog when I was a kid.
I think, and remember, we don't know how to pronounce any of these things because Latin is a dead language, but I think it's Regina. R-E-G-I-N-A, Regina.
Whoa.
I know. Yeah, I know. Don't go there. I know. Yeah, absolutely. But I think it is Regina. But, like the capital of Saskatchewan, Regina. Yeah.
I don't know that either, but. Oh, okay. The heck was I going to say? Oh, you know, I was thinking about that. I wasn't even going to call tonight because I'm thinking, man, I'm just wasting my time sending this woman emails. Because I had a couple of songs in mind for Lisa's song.
Yeah, here's the deal. Let me be 100% honest about this. There are times that I get too overloaded. Right now, I cannot look at email. I just cannot do it. And so that's where we are. All right, because
I kind of figured, but I'm thinking, man,
it was bad enough. It was bad enough earlier that I literally was moaning and beating the wall with what I have to do when I'm off the air tonight. So it will not be email.
Thanks.
All right, next.
Okay, but I just had a couple of songs.
Right. Well,
in mind for Lisa, but
that's
you know,
fine.
In other
that's
words,
fine.
I want to get your opinion, but you didn't bother.
I
shelved it.
Okay,
I put it on the shelf.
Very good.
In other words,
right? Got it. At some point, I will try to get back to it, but not tonight.
All right, no big deal. All right, let's go. This is trivia for Monday night.
Yes, have fun.
Friday night.
So, what are we doing?
All right, so let me say this. So, I was going to guess on the Scraggler. Okay, firstly, then, what was the newest question again?
Okay, the newest question. This happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. What?
Okay, I'm thinking 27,000 times a day.
Yes.
In America.
Yes.
Is a interaction with a law officer.
Not where I'm going.
That's not where you're going?
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I heard that once. That I don't know.
I don't know.
I wouldn't doubt it,
but I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was even more than that. Anyhow, I didn't guess that. And I was going to say a librarian. What's a furrier?
Someone who shoes horses, basically.
Get out.
Yeah, it's a farrier, F-A-R-R-I-E-R, a horse shoer.
A farrier. In other words, you can make $100,000.
You can make $116,000 is how much you make. Hang on a minute. Don't go away, and we'll pick it up there next hour. Stay right where you are, because, of course, I know we have a Cro-Magnon question coming up. All right, so all that, and we've got Don, and we've got James, and Sergeant Pappy is weighing in, so we will get to him in moments, and Stephanie and Madison, and hopefully you two right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
I thought you'd never put me down. It was easy for me to cheat and lie, 'cause I thought you'd never say goodbye. So far gone bad, and you were the best girl.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's Monday Night Trivia. So if it's Friday night, sit back, relax, enjoy the show, but do not call. However, if it is Monday night, we got a lot in play. That's your latest in bumpers. Who are they? And what do they have in common with the last three records we played? And with that in mind, we have a question out there. This happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. What is it? And, of course, you can have your own category, as we prove every week. And we will again right now with Johnny D in Youngstown. How's it going tonight? We're back, Johnny. Are you ready for your Cro-Magnons, or shall we talk about something else?
Well, you know, Roy, I just wanted to say a couple more things. When your fish joints, you know, going
yes.
all your fish joints?
Yes.
Well, you know, guess what me and my wife, the lovely and talented Becky, had Saturday?
Where'd you have it?
I sent her out. I said, go down to Artie Treacher's right down the road down there.
Okay.
Artie Treacher's.
Okay, so you still
have... Because I ain't got Oga Falls.
So you still have an Arthur Treacher's.
An Artie Treacher's,
so
right?
Was it wonderful?
Because they found out I was moving down here, and they were going to tear it down, right?
No.
And then somebody said, hey,
no.
Johnny D's moving down here. We better not mess with it and see
That's
if
right.
So, I frequented the place since I've been down there. I bet we've been there about 10 times.
All right. Well, good.
Yeah.
Good.
And
excellent.
You know what? I don't really like Artie Treacher's.
Well, then you need to find somewhere else to eat.
A breading, like a puffed up, you know.
Then you need to find somewhere else to eat.
Well, see, here's the deal. When I lived in Youngstown, right, there was a place called Alessio's Fish Market, right? And on Fridays, they used to have deep-fried Atlantic whitefish.
Mm.
And I'm talking about a real fillet of fish, you know, 8-9-inch fillet thick, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And haddock. And I used to get the Atlantic whitefish because I like it. Then I get all my slices, a couple slices of nice fresh Italian bread, sprinkle some Frank's Red Hot Sauce on there.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Well, nothing's going to compare to that, of course.
No, I ain't going to find nothing down here. They ain't got no Alessio's down here.
Well, I feel
but
your
anyhow,
pain.
What?
I feel your pain. Let's move on to, we'll leave, leave Fish and
what
Skippers and Ivars and everybody else's
side. These other people are thinking, well, this guy shut up, you know.
Well, there's
but
that.
But I don't care. Let me say this. Oh, yeah. I want to tell you, talking about the dogs and everything, I was sitting out on the deck watching Caesar, my little dog, today.
Mm.
I was watching him eat. The lovely and talented Becky brought his food out.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I hope there's a comma there. For a minute there, I thought you were telling me you were watching Caesar eat the lovely and talented Becky.
No, there's a comma there.
Yeah, okay.
She brought his food out. And so I'm sitting on my, the anti-gravity chair, she said it was. I don't know. I'm watching him. He's scomping down his food, you know, and lapping down his water, making all kinds of noises.
Enjoying himself.
So then I thought of this song. It's only a couple of lines. You want to hear it?
Oh, sure.
Okay. He's not the world's most practical dog, because he barks like a banshee and eats like a hog. Caesar.
I think you got something there.
The dog Caesar. The super bad Caesar. Well, he's not the world's most friendly dog, because he growls at the neighbors, scares the kids at the park. Caesar. My little dog Caesar. The super bad Caesar. That's all I got.
Well, that's a wonderful work in progress. Shall we?
Wait a minute. Yeah. John said to me, I said to John,
yes.
I said, yeah, I want to get a hominin question.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, Cro-Magnon? I said, well, okay.
Yeah.
But if you want to give me another hominin, whatever you want to give me, a hominin.
We're going to talk about our favorite Cro-Magnons for a moment here. And at least as early as 30,000 years ago, sounds like it was just yesterday, Cro-Magnon followed complex rituals, particularly how they handled their dead. What all did they do to their dead?
What did the Cro-Magnons do?
Yes.
With their dead.
Yeah, specific things.
Well,
Specific things.
Specific things.
Yeah. There was a, it was a real ritual. They always did the same thing.
They always did the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, I know one of the things they did was bury him.
Well, that's right. We understand they're being buried, but it's how, and I want particulars, because it was a standard ritual among these Cro-Magnons.
Okay, let me think about this for a minute here. Cro-Magnons. There wasn't any cannibalism involved.
No.
Well, there were some that did that. Okay. I'm going to say that they buried them with tools.
Well, that's part of it, but no. All right. For some, well, you'll see what I mean.
I never heard of this.
Yeah,
they buried them with things for the afterworld.
Well, no, for some unknown reason, they ornamented the dead with red pigment, and this included first sewing clothing around the dead, covering them with ornaments and beads, and then surrounding them with all the things you were talking about, like the tools, the weapons, and foods. But the big thing was, they don't know why, they ornamented their dead with red pigment.
Well, I can tell you why they did that.
Well, no one else can, so go for it.
Well, I could tell them, because back then there was something called, I think it's okra or something, okra. It's like a...
That's edible.
Okra. It's not okra like the... It's some kind of stone or some kind of plant that they ground it up, and it only was red.
Well, I couldn't tell you, but that's
that's
the answer.
And the Cro-Magnon, the Neanderthal only did it with red oak.
Nope.
If it's okra, I'm pretty sure it's okra. And then the Cro-Magnon added different animal fats to it.
And gems and tools and all that. But the big thing was nobody's been able to figure out, but maybe you have. I guess you should join these archaeological and anthropological societies and tell them, because they're not sure.
Well, man, any fool could figure that out if they knew what they were doing back then. See, I was channeling.
And
by the way, I meant to say the guy that guesses the Rumpers?
Yes.
Tommy?
Tommy, yes.
He must be channeling Scotty. You know what I mean? Channeling.
Oh, yeah. Well, we love Tommy just like we loved Scotty. No doubt about it.
Yeah, because the guy gets everyone right. He knows them right away.
Well, he only calls the ones
he
knows.
He must be having some connection.
All right.
But, man, Raleigh... I could have went into the ornamentation, shells, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I just said that they gave them tools.
Talk to you next week.
All right.
Okay,
goodbye.
Thanks.
Thank you.
There you. What I was going to say, but I didn't want to belabor this any more than I had, was last night while I was listening to these various YouTube broadcasts, hoping that I would go to sleep, there was a guy who wrote a book called Forbidden Archaeology. And it was absolutely fascinating. Michael Cremo was his name. And he was saying that over the past two centuries, researchers have found bones and artifacts that show that people similar to today's Earthlings existed on Earth millions of years ago. And, of course, there's a conspiracy here that the Darwinists will not allow any of this knowledge to be shared. So, of course, it's shared on probably late-night radio, or used to be, and on YouTube. But nonetheless, I was thinking about Johnny D. when I heard some of this, because I thought, well, now that is really out there. All right, so 888-876-5593. We got World War II trivia. We got bumper guesses. And we got radio trivia from the 60s and 70s. And we'll say goodbye to Johnny D. here and free up one line for you, which is now available at 888-876-5593. Another bumper stumper coming up in moments here on WGN Radio. We'll be right back.
lonely till I have to cry. I told my mother, father too, I told them just what I was gonna do. If I till I have to cry, and I'm not ashamed to tell you that I cry. I want my baby. If you see her, tell her to come on home. Tell her that I love her.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So there you go, another bumper stumper and a wonderful one at that. What does it have in common with everything else we've played, and who is it? You'll probably have an easier time with who is it. All right, right now you got no time with, as far as that goes, with, getting in here. All lines are busy, but when one is available for you, I will let you know. In the meantime, we have our straggler answered before. We have our question. This happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. What happens? And we got all of our bumper stumpers, and Sergeant Pappy heard one that he knows. If you're on hold to answer one of the bumper questions, please only answer one of them, because we've got three or four people wanting to take a guess. All right, so Sergeant Pappy, what'd you hear you know?
Bertha Tillman, My Special Angel.
Oh, My Angel, but good enough. Yes, yes, My Special Angel is Bobby Helms. But Bertha Tillman, Oh, My Angel, you are a winner. So hang on, Sergeant Pappy, good to hear from you. All right. So
yeah, okay, you take care now, Raleigh.
All right, don't go away. Hang on, don't go away. I'm going to check that address, because I don't know if John has it. But absolutely, like I say, that Bertha Tillman record is my all-time favorite record, period. Hands down, nothing as good as that. All right, so let's see what we've got. Marianne says she knows one. You're going to get one, Marianne. So what do you know?
Hey Raleigh. Interesting thing when John, asked me what I wanted, I told him, and he says, okay, hold on. I don't think he put me on hold right away, because I could hear like an air conditioner or a fan running.
No, he probably did.
And then I heard rustle.
That was just me. I'm sitting here. I left the mic open. So,
somebody snacking.
No, yeah, you heard me trying to eat croutons for dinner here. But
it brought me back to that time when that lady Cece fell asleep on the phone and was snoring and you couldn't disconnect her for a while.
Right, yeah, or didn't want to. But yes, absolutely. All right, well, so what are we doing here? What do you know? Just one.
I heard I'll Make It Easy by the Incredibles.
Absolutely right, the Incredibles it is. Hang on, Marianne, you are a winner. Don't go away.
Thank you.
All right, so absolutely. And, I got a story about that, but I can't tell it to you right now because it'll give away our theme. So we'll see. So Marianne is right on her Incredibles. Stephanie, I think, knew one as well. So, Stephanie, what did you know?
Well, I'll tell you. Pappy got the jump on me, but Bertha Tillman, Oh My Angel, which makes me cry. I love that song so much.
Right.
I do absolutely love it. And I'm wondering if, this is a wild guess, are all the artists on Shad Records?
No.
Okay.
None of them are, actually.
Okay. I thought Bertha Tillman was.
She was on Brent.
That song.
She was on Brent.
Okay. Also, Culver's was started in Wisconsin.
Yes, of course. Cheese, dairy, of course.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm going to hang up so somebody else can
now,
get
I'm
to
very
it.
Surprised you didn't know the last bumper. That's why I thought, well, Stephanie will know
oh,
this
my God.
Last one.
I was loving it. I'd love to know that last bumper, but I did not.
I'm very surprised. Well, you will find out before the night is over. It was on Wonderful, which, of course, is a wonderful Chicago label, 1962.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love the music.
Good
but,
deal.
No, Bert, if he kept playing that song, I'd have been bawling on the phone.
Yeah. Oh, my angel. It's my all-time favorite.
Yeah,
all right.
I
thanks.
Love it.
Appreciate it.
All right. We got good taste.
All right. Good deal. Yeah, it is just the best. And years ago, for whatever reason, I was interviewed in a business journal. And I mean, for whatever reason, I still don't know, but I think the guy who wrote it was a listener. But in any event, it just came up that my all-time favorite record was Bertha Tillman, Oh My Angel. And I got a letter from some guy who had nothing to do with radio, and it was a business guy who read the business journal. He says, that's my all-time favorite record. What do you know about her? There must be more records. All right, well, here's the bad news. There are more records. You don't want to hear them. All right, this was a one-off. And I've got them all, believe me, hoping against hoping. No, Oh My Angel was a one-off. Yeah, J.J. Jackson was involved in that, too. All right, so we'll get to World War II airplane trivia with Don, and we'll get to World War II trivia with James, and we're going to do charts with Chad in Louisville, and we'll find out how apartment hunting 2023 is going, and we'll get some radio trivia with Gary in Austin, and we have two, count them, two lines available for you. Well, one right now, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and a promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own is for you and you alone. That's all, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime, and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all, that's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love time can never destroy.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, who is that? And what does that have in common with everything else we played so far tonight? 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. And this happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. What happens? 27,000 times a day. Yeah. And if you don't like my questions and you don't know my bumpers, you can have your own category and can be absolutely anything. You pick it out. Nancy and McHenry, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi. I just love your show. I listened to you for the last 2 years. I come home from Hawaii to visit here with my family for about 3 months.
Yeah.
The time change, I end up not knowing what time it is and look at the clock and it's 11 o'clock. Well, Raleigh's on, so
yeah.
I get to listen to you, and I love it.
Well, that's great.
And that last song was just terrific. I mean, I'm almost got tears because it brings back old memories.
Yeah.
I'm 85 years old, so
yeah,
it's a lot of old memories. But I wish I could remember the names and that like you do. It just amazes me that you're an encyclopedia.
Absolutely worthless information. Believe me, it would not be worth anything anywhere else but this. But yeah, that's all. It was a big, big, big hit for Nat King Cole. But of course, that's not the one we played.
No, I could tell it wasn't Nat King Cole.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was still good. Now, I don't think it
I think Nat King Cole was better, though.
Oh, of course. This is a period piece, shall we say, and also I'd say geographically limited piece. But the people who loved it. So, what do you think?
So I can't answer that about the music in that, but I'm just wondering if the answer to the 27,000 times a day, is that babies born?
Oh, thank God, no. That would be a real population explosion. We have, on average, about 10,000 in America born a day, but not 27,000.
Oh, really?
But that's a nice guess anyway. Well, I'm so glad you're in Illinois and listening to me, and I hope you'll call me again.
I will. Thank you.
Thanks. Well, appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593. And that is going to take us. We're going to do some airline trivia and all that. But Gary in Austin's been hanging on a while, wants radio trivia. So, all right, Gary. Are you there, Gary? Oh, no, we've lost Gary. Oh, this is terrible because I had radio questions picked out for him. Oh, well, maybe Gary will call us back and we'll ask those radio questions. In the meantime, I believe we'll do airplane trivia, don't you know, with Don and Beloit. How's it going, Don?
Hey, Raleigh, what a great show you got.
Thank you, thank you. So,
is it insurance claims per day?
No, yeah, it just seems like it. All right.
Kids sick at school?
Nope.
Car crashes?
Nope.
ER visits?
Nope.
Charlie Rich music requests to DJs?
Guaranteed not.
I just thought I'd try. Just thought I'd try? Okay.
All right. So are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm going to crack my knuckles a couple of times. Okay, I'm going to try to answer. All right. Okay, go ahead.
Which material was used to build the tail machine guns of the B-25 Mitchells bombing Tokyo in 1942?
Wow. So you want to know the material
used to build the tail machine guns. Yeah. And I'll either take it as a general or a specific, because it is specific, but even if you get it as a general, I'll take it.
Wow. Of course, these were just general. Of course, it was unusual to take off a aircraft carrier. But I don't think there was anything special about those particular ones. The material. The standard Browning M2 or so is standard 50 caliber. I'm going to guess is what they probably use.
Now, you do understand I will have absolutely no idea. I can't engage in this discussion because I'm just reading these words. They might as well be in Latvian.
How about Estonian?
Yeah, well,
Serbo-Croatian.
Yeah,
okay,
right. I wouldn't know that either.
Well,
do you give up?
There must be something different about this.
Yep.
I'm going to say not aluminum. That wouldn't work out for a machine gun.
Well, I wouldn't think this would either, but I think you'd have to know it. I don't think you're going to be able to, by law of deduction, come up with this answer. So give up. You ready?
No, I'm not going to give up. No way.
Oh,
no.
You should. You really should.
I am. Am I looking for an alloy, like a particular alloy here?
No.
Or a certain metal?
No.
Okay. Well, this thing has got to be tough. So I'm going to guess titanium.
You're going to love this answer. Which material was used to build the tail machine guns of the B-52 Mitchells bombing Tokyo in 1942? Broomsticks.
Oh, gotcha. Right. I should have known that.
Yep.
I should have known that one. Right. They used it as a prop, right?
Yep.
Right. Save weight. Gotcha. You got me this year. You got me on this one.
Well,
you got me this week.
I won't next week, I'm sure.
Well,
right.
Thanks, Raleigh, so
thanks
much.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
All right.
Good deal. So, yes, broomsticks. I looked at that question. Here's my question. Yeah, couldn't believe it. All right. So, Kathy in Chicago knows her bumper. So, what'd you hear, Kathy?
Hi, was that the Moonlighters or Midnighters?
Yes, sorry, Midnighters. The Midnighters, T-H-E-E, the Midnighters. Yes, how do you know that?
Yeah. My dad used to listen to that song.
Really? Where is he from?
Chicago.
Really? I wonder where he heard it.
Yeah. Maybe during the war?
No, which war would that be?
I have no idea.
No, well,
I do remember it.
Yes,
being played in our house.
Yeah, the Midnighters. You're absolutely right. On Chattahoochee Records. Hang on a minute, Kathy. You're a winner. All right. So 888-876-5593. 888-88. Raleigh. So now. Oh, Gary's back for some radio trivia. Oh, good. So hello, Gary.
Well, hey, Raleigh, this fast busy signal stole my line from me.
Oh, no.
And so that's why I had to call back. So
No. All right. All right. So there was a number of small top 40 chains in the 50s and 60s. And one of them I was going to ask you about, I know you'll know the answer, so I'm going with the other one. One of them was Lynn Broadcasting. If I want to know, what did Lynn stand for, and why was that actually a misnomer?
Oh, I know they owned KAY for a while, and they had Kilt for a while. I'm trying to think what that is. I think I've heard this.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But whenever I heard it, it was probably back when radios had dials and things like that.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm not remembering it, but...
All right. Well, here you go. You'll never forget it now. Lynn Broadcasting stood for Louisville, Indianapolis, and Nashville. Now, why it was a misnomer is they never got an Indianapolis station. The time they were based in Nashville, they had WMAK there, and they purchased WAKY in Louisville. They planned to purchase one in Indianapolis, but never did. So Lynn Broadcasting, Louisville, Indianapolis, Nashville, no Indianapolis station.
Yeah, and I will definitely remember that. And I thought Nashville, there was something about Nashville in there. So could have been a third right.
No, absolutely. They had MAK there. Sure. That was 1961. Fred Gregg had that. And, they had some TV stations after that. And then they got into cellular telephones, through McCaw Cellular and all that. They managed licenses in Dallas and Houston and L.A., but ultimately it sold all its paging operations and its radio stations to finance all the cellular business. So, yeah, McCaw bought it. So that's the deal.
I think they had Channel 5 in Dallas is who they owned up there, if memory serves.
They had they were actually a much bigger TV presence than they were radio, but it was a little old radio for Louisville, Indianapolis, Nashville that got the call letters going. I mean, the name going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. We'll talk to you next
week.
And I know you'll get the next one. I know. I will not forget the question. I know you'll get it.
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
I'll do my best.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And what are we going to do? Well, we're going to have some charts coming up with Chad and with Mark. And we got World War II trivia with James. Oh, I'm ready for James. And charts with Brian and Joliet as well. And another bumper stumper in moments right here on WGN Radio.
Thank you.
Raleigh, James. So who is that? All right. And it absolutely is typical of the theme of this particular group of bumpers. I know that's about as clear as mud to you, but just in case, you don't have to know the theme, you just have to know who does them. 888-876-5593 when there's a line available for you, which is not now. When you hear somebody hang up, then be plenty of time for you to jump right in there. And speaking of that, if it's Friday night, you're not jumping anywhere. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. It's a replay. But if it's Monday night, of course, get ready to call because we have another hour to do this after that. All right, so we're going to do a lot of charts here. But James on the South Side has wanted his World War II trivia. So how's it going, James? All right, have we lost James? Oh, no, we've lost James? Oh, man, well, I hope I didn't lose his question. So, because that's, I don't know. I could have, no, I don't think so. I'm sure it's here somewhere, and maybe he'll call back when he gets in again. But sorry we lost you, James. All right, so with that in mind, there's now, let's go, one line available for you. All right, Chad in Louisville, speaking of Lynn Broadcasting. Chad, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, goddess of radio knowledge. I actually knew that Lynn question because I knew they owned Wacky.
Of course, yes, but you know. Never did own anything in Indianapolis, so Lynn didn't stand for anything. But they did they did own KWAY in Little Rock, so.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's funny, never had a Indianapolis station.
No, they never got one. I don't know if they wanted wife, and it wasn't time yet. Give it a few years, it would have been time. But
I've heard of them before.
We all know how they lost their license. So I mean, moving right along. Yes.
And I wanted to tell you, yes, we still have a Moby Dick in New Albany and Jeffersonville, and it tastes like it did 50 years ago. Everything's still deep fried, and it's delicious.
Oh, it is delicious, and they put it on a piece of that fresh white bread. It's the only time I really like white bread, when a Moby Dick's is sitting on top of it. And
exactly.
Yeah, I know. There's like there's like 14 locations in Louisville, in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
And nowhere else in the world. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like Pizza King. They're only in Indiana.
Right.
That's
right.
It. Shame.
Well, you remember Burger Chef. That was another one.
I remember them very well.
Burger Chef and Jeff.
That's when you could go eat out for like about a dollar and a half.
Well, that's right. That's right. There was also a nice Taco Tico in Jeffersonville.
And, I remember the Taco Tico. Wow.
I loved that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So with that, we're going to count down some charts here, and you want September 21st, 1970.
Yeah, it would have been my 17th birthday, so we'll see what happens.
Happy. Well, you'll know them all. Don't know that you'll like them all, but you'll know them all. Number one, Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Oh, that would be Supremes and the Temptations.
Well, it's just the Supremes, but good enough. Let's see. Number two, War.
Oh, Edwin Starr.
Number three, Looking Out My Back Door.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Number four, Patches, I'm Depending on Your Son.
Oh, yeah, Clarence Carter.
Absolutely, and General Johnson wrote it. Number five, Julie, Do You Love Me?
Oh, Bobby Sherman.
I'm afraid so. It gets worse. Number six, Cracklin' Rosie.
Oh, God, Neil Diamond.
It's getting worse. Number seven, Candida.
Don or Tony Orlando.
Yeah, but it was Don, I'm afraid. Number eight, Snowbird.
Oh, I actually like that one. Ann Murray.
Yep. Number nine, I Know I'm Losing You.
Rare Earth.
Yep. Number 10, 25 or 6 to 4.
Oh, the only Chicago song I actually like.
Wow.
Yeah, Chicago.
All right. Well, let's see how far you get. Number 11, Don't Play That Song.
Oh my God. Well, that could have applied to a lot of songs.
Yes, every one of them, yes.
This is just a total guess. Roberta Flack, I don't know.
Aretha Franklin.
Oh, well, close.
Well, it doesn't matter. That was just for extra credit. Number 12 was Groovy Situation, which was a great record by Gene Chandler.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
Me too.
That was good.
Yes. Well, anyway, you're a winner.
Can I make a quick request for during the week sometime?
Yes, but hang on a minute, because news waits for nothing at midnight. Okay. Don't go away. Stay where you are, and we'll pick it up in moments on WGN Radio. Well, it's my turn, and I was just sitting here waiting, too. Well, here's your latest bumper stumper on Monday Night Trivia. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Bumper Stumpers. Well, you might be saying, it doesn't sound like Tony Orzo. I know he did it originally. Yes, he did it originally, and that's not who this is. Who is this, and why is it part of our theme? All right, either answer will qualify you to win. So now, 888-876-5593. You're talking to Chad in Louisville, and he said, I got a request for later in the week, and I'll be happy to do that, because Chad has impeccable taste. What is it you want to hear?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'll make it fast. The original and best, in my opinion, version of Good Lovin' by the Olympics.
Oh, absolutely. A fine song. You betcha. All right.
All righty.
All right, thanks.
I appreciate it, Raleigh, and I will call you tomorrow night and give you an update on what's going on.
Looking forward to it. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
All right, so, yes, happy to play the Olympics. One of my faves for absolute sure. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, we do have our question here. Yeah. And here it is again. This happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. What happens? 27,000 times. If you don't like my question, you can have your own question, your own category. Yeah, whatever you want. I'll find something. In fact, James called back for his World War II question, and I am ready for James. All right, James.
How are you?
I can't complain. How about yourself?
Oh, well, other than my phone kept on saying out of network and that sort of thing, I can't complain.
I know. The world is falling apart. It's very frightening. But I have a question for you.
Okay.
This versatile German weapon is now known as the father of all assault rifles.
Okay. I was going to say the Mauser, but I'm not certain that's the right name for it.
Well, just give me initials. Don't worry about that. I just need initials and a number.
Okay. I'm going to say... Okay, T-77, something like that.
Here's the deal. It was the machine and pistol 44, the MP44, also known as the Sturmgewehr 44, the first of its kind. It could be used as a rifle at medium or long range and as an adequate support weapon at medium range and a fairly effective automatic in close quarter combat. All modern assault rifles are born from the MP44 concept and versatility. Now, the MG44 was another excellent German creation produced in the 1930s before it, where its versatility earned its place in history as the world's first general-purpose machine gun. And there was the MP40, an excellent all-steel submachine gun used by the Germans throughout the war, but it was the MP44 that was known as the father of all assault rifles.
Yeah. Yeah, I got myself all tied up in knots a little bit on that, because, of course, the funny thing was that, of course, if you remember in the 007 movies, of course, he had his famous gun that James Bond used, which was also a basic German-made weapon.
Yep. So that was the deal. And the first successful attempt at a semi-automatic by the Germans was the Gewehr 43 that actually borrowed its features from the Soviet superb Tokarev SVT-40. So now you know.
Okay.
All right.
And I was going to take a shot at that trivia. I spent so much time trying to get this phone to work, I hadn't even had time to put questions.
Well, if you think of it, you call us back. It happens 27,000 times a day on average in America.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Okay. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. See, I knew not to ask James anything about, you know, theater or any of the things, the historical facts, because he knows all those backwards and forwards. So I thought, let's try guns. Yeah, guns are always warm and friendly. All right, John and Gilbert, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. I'm with you on Culver's, by the way.
Oh, yeah? Oh, good. Yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah. I go to the one off of 60 and Greenfield.
Oh, yes.
And it's really good. I like to have it with Captain Toadie's tartar sauce. You ever hear of that?
I have heard of it, but, you know, I'm not much of a sauce person. So I tend to be on natural. So
okay.
But I'll try that. Why not? Because I've agreed to try the cheese sauce as well. So why not?
Yeah.
All right. Good. We're going to do ocean liners. All right. This great vessel came into service in 1935 and was known as the most beautiful passenger ship ever built. What was it?
Well, in my opinion, that would be the Normandy.
Absolutely right. You're 100% right. A vast golden lacquer panel. Yes. Uh-huh.
Best. It's like an epitome of Art Deco.
Well, yeah, apparently in some museum they have one of their panels from the first class smoking room showing scantily dressed young men and women playing sports. So,
Just a beautiful, beautiful liner.
Well, you're absolutely right, so hang on, don't go away. All right.
Okay,
we'll confirm that address. And I know that that John has Chad's address, so I don't need to confirm that, so I can release that line too, and that leaves room for you. Indeed. We're going to do some more charts, and that would be Brian and Joliet. Welcome to WGN Radio, Brian.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about your bad self?
I'll tell you, my mind and body are so out of tune, I hope they run into each other real soon.
Oh, God, that's funny. Well, hopefully your mind's winning.
Well, the summer is inhaled and held its breath too long for me. But may I make a request first?
Yeah, sure. Let's see. I don't know if I play it.
I believe the title is It's All Over, Casanova.
Oh, yeah. Casanova, Your Playing Days Are Over. Ruby Andrews on Zodiac.
Could you play that one one day?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
That's a wonderful oldie, and that's a real example of an oldie that was huge on the soul stations, but not so much on the general market top 40 stations. But it was a wonderful, wonderful song. Casanova, Your Playing Days Are Over. She couldn't spell Casanova, or people at Zodiac couldn't. So anyway, if you're ever looking for that record, you have to misspell Casanova. But anyway, let's see. We're going to July of 1964.
This date on July 1964.
Well, here we are. Got it right in front of me. Number one, Ragdoll.
Oh, that would be, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Yeah, just the Four Seasons is good enough. Number two, A Hard Day's Night.
Beatles.
Number three, I Get Around.
Beach Boys.
Number four, Memphis.
Pardon?
Memphis.
I can't catch that. Say again?
M-E-M-P-H-I-S, Memphis. Is a city in Tennessee, Memphis. You know.
Oh, Memphis?
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, okay, Memphis. Lord, would that be Johnny Rivers?
Yes, it would. Number five, The Girl from Ipanema.
Oh, would that be Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66?
No, Stan Getz and Astor Gilberto. But Stan Getz. Nope. Okay, that's right. Number six, The Little Old Lady.
Oh, Jan and Dean?
Yep, absolutely. Number seven, Can't You See That She's Mine? We've been together a long, long time.
Oh, Dave Clark 5.
Yeah, number eight, Dang Me.
Oh, Roger Miller?
Yep, number nine, Wishing and Hoping.
Oh, Dusty Springfield.
Number 10, Keep on Pushing.
Oh, let's see. I know it's Curtis Mayfield Impressions.
Yes, absolutely right. All right. Well, that's a 90%. Good enough. You're a winner.
Ah, well, thank you so much, Raleigh.
All right,
you have a good one.
Good deal. Hang on. Don't go away. So, let's see. We're going to get to more charts with Mark. We're going to go do July of 1973. I think I like being back in 64 better than that, but that's all right. You can choose the date, the week, the month, the year, whatever you want for charts, if you want to do charts. If you want to answer my question, well, this happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. What happens? All right. And maybe you'll know one of my bumper stumpers. I got another one coming up. We'll see how you do on WGN Radio.
Now you see, oh, how love can be, sad girl, forget that guy, come on, let's smile now, please won't you try, get a hold of yourself, come on and find someone wanna up your heart, girl. Make, I said, I'll make a brand new start. Please don't you cry. Just go out and I'll find yourself another guy.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's Monday Night Trivia. So if it's Friday night, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. But if it's Monday night, there are plenty of lines available for you right now at 888-876-5593. Shall we do that a little slower? 888-ROLLYE. 888-876-5593. All right, so that's the deal. All right, so there's our bumper stumper. We only have another two to go, so nobody's coming up with our theme, which I sort of suspected, but I thought you might know more of the record. So we have knocked off the Festivals and Bertha Tillman and the Incredibles and the Midnighters. Ah, well, that's actually pretty good. We'll see how you do on this last one. And we have a question out there. This happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. 27,000 times. What happens? 888-876-5593. And when you don't like my questions, I'll tell you what, and you don't know my bumpers, well, you can have your own category, because everybody's good at something. And the sky is the limit on that, as we prove with Johnny D's hominids. And yes, we'll go back to hominids as opposed to Cro-Magnons in specific next week. Yes, because there's just so many things to cover. But I really am fascinated by the guy who is talking about Vedic archaeology and the fact that mankind, as we know it, was actually on Earth millions of years ago. All right, and I know those who believe in Darwin are saying, dream on. Well, I'll let somebody else fight that fight, and I'll talk to Mark from Aurora about charts. So, Mark, welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going?
Yes, good morning. I wanted to ask you, what do the letters SCA stand for? We've talked about that recently, and I can't remember what they stand for.
Subcarrier authorization.
Okay. Yeah, it was in the early 70s, I was using my father's Heathkit tuner, and one of the local radio stations turned up their SCA too loud, and I was able to hear what they were playing on a regular tuner, the Heathkit tuner, by tuning off tune, and what do you know, it sounded like supermarket music, because that's what it was.
Well, that's exactly what it was, and that used to be the primary purpose. But when I say subcarrier authorization, if you were looking in the FCC database, it's actually subsidiary communications authorization.
Oh, okay.
But, you know,
well, I'm still friends with a guy who acquired a Marantz 10B tuner, and he told me that if you put it on the narrowest selectivity, you can pick those up all the time. And then he went on to say, why would you want to?
Well, that's right. And as far as for anything that you would hear and you would understand, there's less and less of that. Because originally, like you mentioned, the supermarket music, well, subcarrier used to be the way Muzak was done in every city. And there'd be a station, usually an FM station, that would be the Muzak station for that SCA. But, you know, you don't need that anymore with satellite delivery. So, you know, what you're going to get now... is probably nothing you want to hear, if you could.
Yeah, and there are a couple of songs I wanted to bring to the listeners' attentions, and maybe you could play one or both of them later in the week. One of them I heard on BTVFM, and it was a cover version of the Classics 4 Stormy. This one was done by Santana.
Yeah, I won't be playing it. What's next?
And the other one would be the Ray Charles version of Eleanor Rigby.
Probably not. But anyway, nice thoughts. So, shall we move on?
I liked both of them.
And that's good.
Anyway,
and you've heard both of them, and you can listen to them anytime you want.
The station that played the Ray Charles was Zoomer Radio.
Right,
in
Toronto.
On the AM dial, and it was coming in loud and clear.
Oh, they do, absolutely, out of Toronto. Now, of course, you can go to YouTube anytime, and they're all there.
Yeah.
All righty. So, we're going to do This Week in July, huh? All right.
1973.
By the way,
I love Don't Play That Song for Me by Aretha. I love the bass line.
Yes, okay, good. So, number one, 1973, July, actually it's July 21st, but good enough. Number one, Bad, Bad, Leroy Brown.
Jim Croce.
Number two, Will It Go Round in Circles?
Billy Preston.
Number three, Yesterday Once More. Oh, God.
Carpenter.
Yes. Number four, Shambhala.
Three Dog Night.
Number five, Kodachrome.
Paul Simon.
Number six, Gimme Love.
Give me love.
Yes, give me love. Give me peace on earth.
Oh, yeah. George Harrison.
Mm-hmm. Number seven, Smoke on the Water.
Fire Deep Purple in the sky, from Made in Japan.
Yes. Number eight, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
The Divine Miss M, Bette Midler.
Number nine, Playground in My Mind.
Clint Holmes.
Yes, a big Buffalo record. And number 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, Natural High.
In fact, he went to the same school that I did, which was Fredonia State College. Okay. Natural High is Bloodstone.
And we have a winner. Now, we'll see how well you do. Number 11, Diamond Girl.
Heels and Cross.
12, Long Train Running.
Doobie Brothers.
13, Right Place, Wrong Time.
Dr. John.
14, Money.
Pink Floyd.
15, Behind Closed Doors.
Charlie Rich.
Number 16, Monster Mash, which of course just comes back on the charts too often.
Oh, I know the name of this guy, but it's not coming to me at the moment.
That's all.
Oh,
right.
the Crypt Kicker 5.
Yes, the Bobby Boris Pickett, but I'll take
Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kicker 5. Yeah.
Yes. 16, Touch Me in the Morning. I was 17, actually.
Diana Ross.
18, So Very Hard to Go.
Oh, Tower of Power. I love that song.
19, Feeling Stronger Every Day.
Chicago.
20, The Morning After.
Maureen McGovern.
21, My Love.
McCartney.
22, Get Down.
Get Down. Is it Cool in the Gang?
No, it is To Your Credit You Do Not Know This. No. It is Gilbert O'Sullivan, but you did very well.
Of course I did. Oh, of course I know that.
Hang on, you're a winner.
Same
don't
title,
go away.
But...
All right, don't go away. We'll confirm that address. And right after the news, we'll get to Sint, who's a first-time caller. Don't go away, Sint. Going to take a guess on our trivia question. All right, well, all that and more is coming up right here, Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Have a lot of love. Gotta have a whole lot of love from a you little girl. Gotta have a whole lot of love from a you that I got right now. Tonight I was thinking of how we used to be. Last night I was sleeping, my arms started reaching, searching around for you, to hold you like you used to do.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there you have it, your second to last bumper. That's pretty easy in terms of who it is, but has the theme become apparent yet? Oh, I told you from the start, the theme was going to be a little hard tonight. It is Monday Night Trivia. If you've been listening on Friday night, thank you. Relax, enjoy the show, but please don't call. It is a replay. It's live every Monday night from 10 to 1 Central on WGN, however. And if you don't know my bumper's numbers and you don't know my trivia question, and I've got one, this happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. 27,000 times a day. What is it? You can have your own category. Sky's the limit on that. All right. So we got Sint, who is a first-time caller in Chicago. Sint, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yes. Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. Thank you for calling.
Okay. I'm a guest this one, so I say weather and traffic.
Nice, but not right.
That's all I have, Raleigh.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called, and I hope you will again.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Take care of yourself, and God bless.
You too. All right, so 27,000 times a day on average in America. All right. So, and maybe it's never happened to you. I don't know, but maybe it has. All right. So, 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And, yes, if you, like I say, if you don't like my question and don't know my bumper stumpers, well, sky's the limit. You can have your own category. And, again, at 24th of July, well, now the 25th in several parts of America, but on the 24th, a big happy birthday. Birthday girl is Carol Ford, yeah, who does all that wonderful show prep, for which I am eternally grateful. Yeah, she makes me sound like I know what I'm doing. That's right. So when I'm moving along, trying to think of something to tell you while you're not calling, well, it's Carol who helps me out with that. Tomorrow, by the way, Tuesday, or today, Tuesday, depending on where you are, Darryl Banks would have been 86. He was born in Mansfield, Ohio. Grew up in Buffalo, New York. And Donnie Elbert and he had a big dispute because Darryl Banks said, I wrote Open the Door to Your Heart. Well, no, Donnie Elbert wrote it. But I'm not sure that that was ever fully resolved. In any event, he died in 1970. Oh, that was a horrible thing. It was a gunshot. Yeah, love triangle. 32 years old. Yeah, just wrong. So, 888-876-5593. Karen in Hyde Park has a bumper guest. So, all right, Karen, what'd you hear you know?
The town I live in, McKinley Mitchell.
Absolutely right. You are 100% right. McKinley Mitchell, 1962 on Wonderful. You are a winner.
Can I ask you a question? What year did Oh My Angel come out?
63.
What year was 63?
Well, actually, it was late 62, so I'll give it 62. But
I knew it was somewhere. Here.
Yeah, give it 62.
And could I have a request?
Yeah.
Okay. Could I have Gypsy Woman?
Yeah, the original. Absolutely. You want the Impressions, right?
The Impressions, yes.
Yeah.
Minstrel and Queen.
Oh, okay. I like that. All right.
And Senorita.
Oh, okay.
Impressions.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll play them tomorrow night for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Hang on, don't go away, boy, and get your address because you are a winner. All right.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
Yeah, good deal. So Karen is absolutely right. Don't stand by the post office. It takes us forever to mail you anything, and it's not worth the postage, but you're mostly playing for the fun, and you will eventually get a certificate and something else. All right, so we thank Karen for calling. Minstrel and Queen. Yeah, good taste there. All right, so what else are we doing? As I was saying to John, I don't know what I was saying to John, but that's right. I have no idea what I was saying to John at this point. What I'm saying to you is call 888-876-5593 if you want the waning moments. Now, if we don't get a winner on our trivia, well, then the 27,000 times a day will be held over till next week, and that'll give you all week long to wonder about what's happening 27,000 times a day in America. All right. So I know it happened a lot, but I didn't know I was anywhere near that. So Rudy West of the Five Keys would have turned 90 tomorrow. So got to play some Five Keys. That's for sure. And there's so many wonderful things to talk about. Verdeen White turns 72 tomorrow. All right. Happy birthday, Verdeen. Born in 1951 in Chicago. All right. And Shelley, his wife, Shelley Clark, Iketz and Honeycomb. Yeah. Has a birthday this week, Thursday. She's turning 76. So that's the deal. Their wedding was held in their Bel Air home New Year's Eve, 1980. And yes, they are still together. All right, so 888-876-5593. If you want the waning moments, yeah, better get in here soon, though. Or before you know it, it'll be 21 hours from now when we start all again. But until then, yeah, Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Smile now, cry later. Smile now, cry later. Thank you for you. My friends tell me you could never be wrong to me, so I'll smile for my friends and cry later. I'm gonna
smile for my friends and cry later.
Yeah, smile for my friends and cry later.
and cry later.
Smile for my friends and cry later.
Yeah, smile for my friends and cry later. For you. For you.
Smile for my friends
and cry later. Yeah, smile for my friends and cry later.
WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James. All right, who is it? That's our final bumper stumper. And I guess the theme is probably not going to become apparent, and I will reveal that here in the next 10 minutes. But if you know the artist, well, even better. All right, so 888-876-5593. This happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. What happens? All right, so Pete in Sauk Village. What do you think, Pete?
I'm guessing traffic citations.
Well, that's interesting. Would you believe that every day there are 112,000 speeding tickets alone?
Oh, well, so much for my idea.
It's a nice idea, though, but yes. But, of course, then again, there's over 196 million licensed drivers in America.
That's true, but I was thinking they were better at it than that. I did have one comment. You were talking about humanity having been on this planet a million years ago in a civilized form.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of the hammer that was found embedded in sandstone?
Yeah, where?
That was I believe it was down in Texas. I'm not absolutely certain as to the location, but this iron hammer with a petrified wooden handle still in it, found embedded in sandstone that was 140 million years old.
Oh, I love this. I love this. And this was in what is now Texas?
I believe so, yes.
Wow.
I think it was found not far from that area where there are dinosaur tracks embedded in the riverbed.
Well, you know, West
still.
Texas, who could tell? But and it was interesting because, of course, we wouldn't know with the hammer who was wielding it, whether they were human-like or how close to human-like they were. But
but a forged iron hammer.
Yeah. Well, we know that it was obviously somebody with some form of something with some form of intellect for sure. Yeah, I think it's I think it's all fascinating. But yeah, it really got my attention when I heard this guy last night saying, yeah, he had absolute proof that human beings just like us were here millions of years ago. I thought, well, who knows?
That's true.
Yeah.
I picked up this stuff, by the way, off of a couple of History Channel shows, such as The Ancient Aliens and all.
Okay.
They love to delve into the offbeat things.
Yeah.
Like proving all sorts of bizarre stuff, like the incredible prehistory city of Nan Madal out in the middle of the Pacific.
Yeah.
On one of the, I think it's the Pohnpei Island chain. Over 250 million tons of basalt were moved over 25 miles of incredibly rough territory to build this thing, with some of the blocks weighing over 50 tons. Now, how in that blanky blank was this done 12,000
exactly.
years ago?
Exactly. I wonder about that a lot. Well, if you haven't seen it, you would like Forbidden Archaeology. That's the book that Michael Cremo wrote. And he talks about stuff from literally millions of years ago. And I think his theory is basically that Darwinism is shoved down our throats, but there's more to the story than that. But like you, I wonder about a lot of things, including the pyramids.
Well, yeah, well, and some interesting concepts have come out about them, including at least one geologist who examined the erosion around, blanking on the word now, the human-headed lion there next to the
pyramids.
Oh,
the Sphinx?
The Sphinx, yes.
by looking at the erosion around it, it's at least twice as old as all the other architects have been archaeologists have been saying.
Yeah.
And there's a very good chance that the three pyramids of Giza are the oldest pyramids, and all the other ones that are in much greater levels of decrepitude were the efforts by the Egyptians after these pyramids were done.
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, when I get to the other side, these are things I want to know about first. Absolutely, I do.
Oh, I know. I want to delve into that library of knowledge myself.
Yeah, let's go to the Akashic Records now.
Yeah, I'm in no hurry to get there, though. I'm having too much fun trying to figure things out on this side.
Well, I'm delighted you tried to figure out trivia, and I hope you'll call me again soon.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks.
When are you going to be talking to that fellow?
I don't know.
I
have no idea. Okay. I've never even thought about booking him, but I guess I could. I just heard him on YouTube.
Oh, that's what you were talking
about.
I thought you were...
No.
I only caught part of that earlier. I thought you were talking about an upcoming
interview. No, I was trying to go to sleep, and so I usually look for podcasts that are at least interesting enough that my mind doesn't wander in directions that keep me awake, but not so interesting that I get involved in it. And last night I heard this guy, and he was pretty damn interesting.
And you got involved.
Yes, right.
You got involved.
No sleep whatsoever. Yes, exactly. But who knows? Maybe I should get his book and have him on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
What's the old phrase? You could do worse.
That is absolutely true. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Love your show.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right. So we have Peter in Chicago here. Now, wait a minute. Let me say goodbye to Pete in Sauk Village and say hello to Peter in Chicago. What do you think?
I'm still here.
And I am, too.
I got the 27,000 question. You ready?
Yes.
Is it hitting the enter button on your computer keyboard?
No, that's probably 27 million. But
or the space bar on your keyboard?
Yeah, no keyboards involved in this one.
Okay, I'm just taking a wild guess.
Well, it's a wonderful guess, and thank you for calling. You do it again. Appreciate it.
I love your show, and I'll see you soon.
I hope so.
Or talk to you soon.
Yes, indeed. All right, so tomorrow night, actually, 21 hours from now, we'll do it again. We'll save our trivia question. It'll be a straggler for next week. Now, about these bumpers. Yeah, all right. So the festivals, you got The Makings of a Lover, 1967 on Smash, followed by Bertha Tillman, Oh My Angel, 1962 on Brent. The Incredibles, I'll Make It Easy, 1966 on Audio Arts. McKinley Mitchell, The Town I Live In, 1962 on Wonderful. The Midnighters, That's All, 1965 on Chattahoochee. The Entertainers 4, Hey Lady, 1967 on Dory. Sly, Slick, and Wicked, Confessin' a Feelin', 1972 on Bad Boys. Jay Wiggins, Sad Girl, 1965 on IPG. Brenton Wood, I Want Love, 1967 on Brent. And Sonny Azuna and the Sunlighters, Smile Now, Cry Later, 1966 on Keylock. And what do they all have in common? Well, they all have in common that not only are they huge East L.A. records, and I would have taken that alone, by the way, but they were just typical of cuts that were on those Huggy Boy albums that he'd release on, XERB originally, and then 1090 Express late at night. So it was all that, all those border blasters from Mexico with those wonderful record packages, and I'll tell you, everything I played was on one of those record packages. So there. And in fact, The Incredibles, I've mentioned it to John many times, on the Huggy Boy album, one of the Flashbacks and Stereos album that he put out, it was the first time I'd actually heard that record by The Incredibles, and whoever put their 45s to disc, because they were all bootleg, of course, wowed it at the beginning. Well, I thought that that's the way it started. And when I finally heard the actual 45, thank you, Val Shively, what I discovered was, no, it doesn't wow, but I'll tell you what, I think Huggy was on to something. They weren't doing it intentionally, but I thought it sounded just terrific. So those are our theme, those are our artists, and sort of a last-minute thing that I came up with, and hope you enjoyed it. Hope you will, check out The Straggler. Now, in the waning moments, as I was saying, Carol gives me these wonderful things to talk about, and I was just looking at what's coming up this week on the holiday calendar. And today, by the way, was Pioneer Day, Cousins Day, Culinarians Day. Actually, Culinarians Day is tomorrow. Let's celebrate by eating. And then Thursday, there's a lot of things Thursday, including Tisha B'Av. Now, see, I would have had no idea what Tisha B'Av even was if it weren't for Alan Sherman. Right. Remember My Son, the Folk Singer? Well, one of the cuts was My Zelda. She took the money and ran with the tailor. It's almost too sad to tell to you. She took 7 books of green stamps, too. Well, yeah. Well, there was a line in it, and it was, why did she go and fall in love? I haven't seen her since Tisha B'Av. And so, I remember at the time, I was, what is that? And someone said, well, it's a Jewish holiday that happens in August. Well, in this year, July. So it is Tisha B'Av. I don't know what they do other than it's lyrics for My Zelda. It's also Korean War Veteran Recognition Day Thursday and National Korean War Veterans Armistice Day and Take Your Pants for a Walk Day. Well, I guess better than not. All right, so plenty of requests for tomorrow night, and if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. So 21 hours from now, we'll do it all again. The big elephant in the room, yes, Tony Bennett has passed, and that happened, of course, on the 21st, and it was sad but not unexpected news, and as he's been battling Alzheimer's for some time, a relief for him, I'm sure. So rest in peace, Tony Bennett. We've got a full moon coming up, and that is August 1st. And the new moon, next new moon, will be August 16th, Wednesday morning. And so that's the deal. Oh, July 29th is National Lasagna Day Saturday. I think I might start celebrating early. Likewise, next Sunday is National Cheesecake Day, and there's no time like now to start celebrating that one. So we thank Adam for keeping us on the air, and we thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. Couldn't do trivia without you. So until tomorrow, 20 hours from now, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.